Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talking Pictures, this late night edition. I only draw attention to that because I'm always doing the show during the day, and it's kind of this cool, extra fun feeling to be doing it at night. I feel like I'm this DJ that I wish I had permission to play songs. But anyways, I was just getting revved up by listening to some of my favorite songs. So that came out, as you see on your screen, we're here to review Doucheaholics, this great comedy series, film, web series. There's so many different names for it. Fact is, we saw it at Dances with Films back in June, and we got to meet the filmmaker, Sean McCarthy, who, as you know, we are so fortunate here at Talking Pictures that if we review a film, we usually have the director. So he will be on tomorrow, and so check in for that. So anyways, I'm just really jazzed because I've been listening to too much rock and roll, and I've been I loved this film. You know, I don't, people say that I'm a critic. I'm not a critic. I'm a filmmaker that reviews films to support films, support filmmakers, support festivals. So I don't like throwing around adjectives. I don't think this is English class. I don't like, you know, if you use the word brilliant 1,000 times, it kind of devalues the word. But what I'm going to say is whatever word means brilliant that isn't brilliant, and I'm too lazy to look up the thesaurus, and I don't care about that. I want to say that's what Doucheaholics gets to start out. Now, there's 6 episodes, so that's why some would call it a web series, but it is actually a comedy series. And it's going to be playing, I'm going to get this initial info out for you first. It's going to be playing theatrically this weekend in San Francisco. Menlo Park, and let me see here, I have the info in front of me, and of course, every time, isn't it like when you try to get a pen on the phone, whenever you want to look at something, all of a sudden the computer slows down. All right, August 17th at the Guild Theater in Menlo Park, which of course that's out in the Bay Area, and August 19th at Blue Light Cinemas in Cupertino. So we want to say congratulations to Sean, and this is awesome because this marks our 25th guest who will have their film playing theatrically or on cable, HBO, Netflix, Stars, whatever you want to call it, Redbox. I remember when we had 5 guests and I thought it was the end of the world. So this is rad. Now I'm going to jump into Doucheaholics. Now, the toughest thing, as anyone knows, with short films is that, not short films, with vignettes or episodes of any series, is that it's very, very easy to spoil it. And you kind of also have to walk an edge of when you're relating to a character. You know, I have a lot of friends that listen to this show, so I can't say, oh, I relate to this douchebag episode because that friend might know that it's them. I might be talking about myself or my personal issues. In some way, we all have baloney, bullshit, whatever you want to call it. I will say, pardon my language, even though we're uncensored, but we're talking about douchebags. So to some people, that's a douchebag, somebody who's bullshit. All right, so going off the main website here, which is www.doucheaholics.com, that's D-O-U-C-H-E, aholics.com. Premise of this is that it's like an AA meeting for assholes, and I personally think this should go on more if people were to really take a real lean look. I mean, we have Sex Anonymous, and we're trying to rid ourselves of that we had 2 vodkas instead of 1, and just everything, there's a something A, and I'm not knocking that, but then again, like I said, maybe, thank you, Sean. Maybe my doucheaholic is that I don't give a shit and I say, be yourself. I have to quote Paul Newman. I was talking with Sean last night. This is part of the review because part of this show really captures life and humanity. And it's like Paul Newman said, why would I fix all my flaws? Then I wouldn't be me. So we have the episodes here. You can go there. You can learn about the characters. What I want to do is I'm going to just kind of, okay, so every episode works. Every episode is funny. Every episode meets it's kind of a genre within itself. So they are kind of like different films. The series is the same, the characters are the same, the premise, but how Sean went about it with his creative team, Elizabeth Mitchell, and he also developed it with Dustin, pardon if I pronounce this wrong, Strachia. He had a lead effects artist and cinematographer for all character flashbacks was Kevin Lee Loder. Sean also executive produced this and wrote and directed it. So that's what I was pretty blown back by because he even acts in it. And we've had a small handful of guests, of course, back like a month ago, we had Rainey Kerwin, who here at the show we just love because she's so supportive of the show. She wrote, directed, acted in this film of hers on iTunes, Netflix, or Amazon. You can check it out. And so I'm always interested when a filmmaker, because there's so much that goes into one thing. I mean, this is where I was a little bit nervous about this point of the review today. And I'm going to be honest here, like the meeting, this is, I'm having some fun here with myself, listening to myself talk. I'm going to be honest here and share that as a reviewer, this is a challenge because maybe that you loved the cinematography of episode one, and maybe you just thought the story was totally hilarious of episode two, and maybe episode three is who you know the most characters that are like that, and episode four was just pure, joy. You don't have sometimes, we get these really great pieces of art, films, short films, features, and we're supposed to sit here and I'm supposed to regurgitate everything that I think about to you, but maybe it's just that what Doucheholics is that it's just to be enjoyed. It's pure enjoyment. It's pure laughter. It's a real filmmaker talking about real things, keeping it real. And on top of that, his name in the story is Be Real. So that was not an accident. And I was not doing that to sound cool or poetic. Because, like the famous scene in Almost Famous, when Philip Seymour Hoffman says, "I've met you, you're not that cool," that's sometimes how I feel. Have utter confidence, but we all know that a lot of us sometimes aren't cool. So thank you for that, Sean. Now, what I wanted to say was the other great thing that Doucheholics does is that each episode has something in society that we see, and in some way we don't talk about, and not in the serious way. And again, I was not making fun of NA or AA or any of the A's. I wanted to start a meeting that just called A and sit around and actually make the meeting fun. But there's nothing funny about that. And what I really liked, and we'll talk more with Sean about it tomorrow, was that Sean gave all these flawed characters a real humanity and made it laughable, but was not teasing it. So it really taught me about the understanding of dark comedy. It's this is a this this series is very original, and it's very hard to see that because everything's been done. Every movie in some form has been made. So with Sean's influences of Woody Allen, Scorsese, Kurosawa, the way he fit Kurosawa into it, I thought was just classic. And there's also, obviously it all starts with the script, but Sean also took it to, this is so wonderfully edited because given the fact that each episode has to be a part of a whole, but each episode, the editing is different. And when we watched really funny shows like Frasier or Cheers, there always was that same pattern of we cut to Woody, we cut to Sam, we cut to Norm, we cut to the reaction of Carla, And Sean managed to really put an original, him and his editors and his team, has a director, his vision managed to go to a very special place. So again, you guys, my favorite episode was episode 3. It's an also a great ode to Goodfellas. It's a tough episode because I had an aunt who was like this character, and I actually lost her to the dark side of this character. But I knew it was when I was watching that episode that I knew I was in the hands of a well-crafted filmmaker, because he was not knocking that dark side or saying that there's anything comical about the people who really, sorry, have those struggles. So sorry, I didn't know. I've never started to cry on a show. So yeah, I want to give 2 thumbs up, our seal of aloha, fun, entertaining, laugh, get out this weekend to, again, to see this on the big screen. I was such a dummy. I was in the lobby of the big screen. I got there too late to see it. And I was sitting in the lobby afterwards talking with the director, and I hadn't seen the series. And then I was watching it yesterday just thinking, you know, that's the boneheadness that's happened to me with this show, where I've met a director before I saw their film, and we've hit it off and we've talked. And then after I see their film, I'm just like, oh my God, had I seen their film? But I think maybe that's the good thing, is that I don't, but I would, then I would be too excited, and it would be about questions and not about the experience. So I want to say thank you to all the cast, all the names. Again, please go to the website, Doucheholics. That's www.doucheholics.com. 6 episodes, Teabag, D Cup, Laura, Ted, Melody, Madison, and we'll let you do your own research on the last one. Sometimes I don't like telling you everything. I want to give kudos real quick to Anthony Marks for playing Tony, Ashley Silva for playing D'Angela, Jen Tripp for playing Laura, Mitch Costanza for playing Ted, Elizabeth Mitchell for playing Sandy. Whoa, there was more pictures than I thought. Sarah McCarthy, really classic scene. Episode 5, Cheyenne Costanza and Alexa Ponciano. Let's see, of course, Sean McCarthy, the director, writer, one of the editors, Jared Foreman and Justin Tran. You guys all did a fantastic job. You gave me one hell of a laugh, and I wish you guys the best, perfect, great time seeing your film again, but as a theatrical screening and run and not a film festival. That's going to do it for me. I'm obviously jacked up on music and doing the show, so I'm going to go back to listening to some rock and roll. Take care. Tomorrow, spread some peace, spread some aloha, and watch a good movie.